Chapter 4 Hiroya Suda 30 Not Working. When I was a child, my friends were from the past and the future, and sometimes they were from other worlds. They were more real to me than my classmates. I never got bored when I was with them. So, what happened? I'm embarrassed to say that I reached 30 without becoming anything at all. It's Friday, and I'm sitting on the sofa. Mom puts her bag of vegetables and fruit on the kitchen table. "I forgot to buy bananas," she says. "Oh, and some other vegetables, too. But I must get ready for work now." I say nothing, but I know that she wants me to go back to the market.
"Hiroya, would you go back for me?"
"Okay," I say. The market isn't far from where I live. It's near a library, but I've never been there. Mom sometimes goes. I stand up, go to the front door, and walk toward the market. When I get there, I find the vegetables and bananas and pay for them. I'm about to leave when I notice something on the table. "Monger!" I shout. It is a monger toy, a character from the Fujiko F. Fujio manga books. Monger is round and has a strange head. I reach out to touch it, but the woman who sold me the bananas stops me.
"Sorry, you can't buy that. It's one of Sayuri's felted gifts."
"Sayuri?" I reply.
"Sayuri Komachi. She works in the library. She makes them."
Monger is not very famous, so this girl sounds interesting. I think, what's she like? I decide to go to the library to see if I can find her. When I arrive, a young woman is standing in front of some books. She's very beautiful, and I start smiling, but then I feel stupid.
"Hello," the young woman says.
"Hi," I say quietly. "Does this library have any manga?"
"Yes, we do,"
she says, smiling back at me. "Was it you who felted the monger?" I ask suddenly. "I saw it outside with the lady who sells the bananas."
"Ah, no, I'm Nozomi. Miss Komachi, the librarian, made that. She's in the office. You can talk to her if you want. She can also recommend some manga."
"Thank you," I say. I walk toward the office and go inside. Wow, this woman is huge. My heart stops. I look at her for a moment and see that she is holding some needles and felting something. This must be Sayuri Komachi. As I'm looking at her, she stops what she's doing and turns to me.
"What are you looking for?" she says.
"What am I looking for?" I think. "I don't know what I'm looking for," I say. And suddenly, I have begun to cry.
"Rumiko Takahashi is good, don't you think?" she says.
Is she talking about manga? She heard me speaking to Nozomi. Yes, I reply.
"Urusai Yatsura and Maison Ikkoku are good, too."
"Yes."
We start talking about our favorite manga. Ms. Komachi knows everyone and everything. As she talks, I notice an orange box on her desk. I know that box. It's a Honeydome cookie box. My grandma gave them to me as a child. Ms. Komachi opens the box and puts her needles inside. There are no cookies in there anymore.
"How do you know so much about manga?" she says.
"I read it a lot as a child," I say.
When I was little, I read a lot. That's how I met my friends. They were manga. Then I started drawing them, and I couldn't stop. After high school, I went to art school. But after that, I couldn't find a job. My art was a little strange, and nobody liked it. I'm not good at anything else. So here I am, 30 years old, with no job and still living with my mother. I love manga artists. I studied them at art school, but I wasn't good enough. I say, "Why is that?" Ms. Komachi says. "You have to be very good. Only 1 in 100 people can be an artist." I say, "You can be that one," she says. "What?" I say. She turns to her computer and begins to type. She then hands me a piece of paper with one book on it, a book called Evolution. "This is also for you," she says, reaching into her desk. "It's a gift."
"It's a felted plane," I say. "I don't understand."
Ms. Komachi doesn't say anything. I don't think that she wants to talk to me anymore. So I take the plane and the paper and try to find the book. When I find it, I see that it's large and very heavy. It's full of colorful photographs of birds, plants, and animals that look like manga drawings. This is so strange. I don't know why Ms. Komachi recommended this book, but I like it. I really like it. "Do you want to borrow it?" Nozomi calls out to me.
"Oh, I don't know. It's too heavy to take home."
"You can read it here," Ms. Komachi calls from the office. "I will keep it under my desk for you."
I start crying again. It's okay. It's okay for me to be here.
The next day is Saturday, and I have to go to my old high school. It's been many years since I left, and I don't want to go back. I felt invisible at school, but I have to go because they are going to open a time capsule that was put into the ground on the day that we finished school. Inside the time capsule were the future dreams that we all wrote for ourselves. I don't want anybody to see what is written on mine, so I have to go and get it. But I won't go to the party after it. In my last year of high school, I thought that I was going to be a famous artist. I think that's what I wrote for the time capsule. But now, here I am back at school again, without a job. I can see a crowd of people standing under a large tree where we put the time capsule. I hear somebody shout my name. It's Seitaro. We weren't good friends, but we talked sometimes. He was quiet, and he was always reading. After we finished school, we sent each other New Year's cards. That's how I know that he went to university and then got a job at an office.
"You look well," Seitaro says.
"You too," I say, hoping he doesn't ask me about work.
"Okay, we're all here now," comes a voice from behind us.
It's my old teacher.
"Let's start," he says,
opening the time capsule. We all watch as he reaches inside, pulling out pieces of paper. He then hands them to the people standing in the crowd. Everybody is happy and smiling and having a great time. They have lives, jobs, and families, not like me. Finally, my name is called. I take the piece of paper and put it into my jacket pocket. I don't want to look at it. Seitaro takes his paper and reads it to me.
"I will become a writer," he says.
"Did you?" I say.
I wrote a book, he says.
When was it published? I ask.
It hasn't been published yet, he says. You went to design school, didn't you?
Yes, I say, but my drawings were too strange. Nobody liked them.
I'm the opposite. People always say that my writing is boring.
But you keep writing? I say.
Yes, when I'm not working in the office, he says. I worry that I'm too old to be published, but other writers were first published when they were 40 or 50. Everybody has their own journey that works best for them.
He's still following his dream. I like that about Seitaro. I walk toward the office and find Evolution on Ms. Komachi's desk. I take it to the table and open it. I turn to a page about Charles Darwin and Alfred Wallace. It's about evolution and how animals adapt to their environment to survive. I learned about this at school. Those that don't adapt die. That's the idea. I've never heard of Wallace. When people think of evolution, they usually think of Darwin. But Wallace had the same ideas and also wrote about them. Wallace published first, but everybody remembers Darwin. I don't like this. The same thing happened to me at art school. There was a boy in my class who always copied my drawings. The teachers loved his work because he was a better artist than me, but the drawings were my idea. The book makes me sad. Then I see a photo of a dead bird. It's again sad, but also beautiful. It's called a Confuciusornis, and it lived millions of years ago. I suddenly want to draw it. I haven't felt like this in a long time. I borrow a pen and some paper from Nozomi. I look at the Confuciusornis and study everything that I can see. Then, slowly, I start to draw a picture. I draw for a while, adding things as I go.
Wow! Nozomi shouts, coming up behind me. I've never seen anything like that before.
Thank you, I say. My drawings are usually too dark and strange for most people.
But some people love dark and strange. Can I have it? She asks.
I don't know what to say. Somebody likes my pictures, I think. On my way home, I feel very excited. But when I open the door, I hear that Mom is on the phone. I know who she is speaking to because she sounds happy. My heart drops.
Your brother is moving back to Japan in April, she says, putting the phone down.
Oh, nice, I say, walking toward the bathroom so she won't see me cry. I think about evolution and adapting to survive. After our dad left, my big brother was always angry with me. He hates me. He's always been the cleverer one, even at school. After he went to university, he got a good career and gave Mom some money. 4 years ago, he went to work in Germany, and I was happy. But now, he's coming back. I remember the plane that Ms. Komachi gave me. I'll never build a plane or be able to fly. What are you looking for? When Ms. Komachi asked me this question, I thought, I'm still looking for a place where I can be who I am. Suddenly, my smartphone rings. It's Seitaro.
I'm going to be published, he shouts. I got an email from an editor, Ms. Sakitani. She liked my writing and wanted to meet me. We met a few times, and now it's going to be published.
That's great, I say, smiling. Seitaro's dream is coming true.
I don't know what to do, so I go back outside and walk. I put my hands into my jacket pocket and find the piece of paper from the time capsule. I open it. I will draw art that people will remember. Did I really write that? That was my ambition? I was sure it was, I'm going to be a famous artist, but it wasn't. I remember Nozomi asking me for my drawing. She liked it, and she wanted it. Maybe it's not too late. The next day, I go back to the library. I take Evolution and sit down at the table. I choose some more pictures and begin to draw them. As I'm drawing, I can hear Ms. Komachi talking with Nozomi at her desk.
Can you help with the office cleaning? Ms. Komachi asks. Our cleaner is having a baby, so she's leaving soon.
Nozomi nods, but doesn't look very happy. I stand up.
I could do it, I say, without thinking.
Ms. Komachi turns around, looks at me for a long time, and then smiles. In the beginning, it was difficult to get here in the morning. In the past, I stayed up late and woke up late, but after a few weeks, it was fine. Then, Ms. Komachi began telling people that I could draw. People started asking me to draw things for them or their children. At the library, I feel useful. I have ambition. I have somewhere to be. When I first got paid, I gave it all to Mom, who gave it back to me and cried. I wanted to say sorry and to say thank you. She always tried to help me, even when I was doing nothing. When my brother comes back, I'm sure that won't change. I will go with Mom to meet him at the airport. Ms. Komachi has taught me something important. In the long history of evolution, I'm living now in the present.